croeso i Welsh Wednesdays.
I'm joined today by Ali, the CEO of Pancreatic Cancer Action, the only charity in the UK that focuses on improving survival rates for people with pancreatic cancer. Only 7.3% of pancreatic cancer patients in the UK will survive 5 years after their diagnosis, and in some areas of Wales that number is as low as 3%. The one-year survival rate for people in Swansea Bay is 21.5% and the five-year survival rate is 3.8%. Though students may not think they are at risk, sadly they are. Pancreatic cancer does not discriminate when it comes to age and it can affect anyone at any stage in their life. This episode coincides with the Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Campaign in Wales taking place this June to try and improve these figures, but we need your help in spreading the word. Share this podcast far and wide with your friends as you never know who you may help. Ali's story is one of hope and survival during a time of immeasurable adversity. She founded Pancreatic Cancer Action in 2010 and has been campaigning tirelessly to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer and improve early diagnosis ever since. She realises how lucky she was to survive and she has made it her life's work helping others to do the same.
Hi Katie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's no problem. Could you give our listeners a quick snapshot of who you are and why you set up Pancreatic Cancer Action?
Yes, my name's Ali Stunt and I'm the founder and CEO of Pancreatic Cancer Action. And I set it up predominantly because of my own diagnosis of pancreatic cancer in 2007. Now, I was only 41, had two young children, and I'd never heard of pancreatic cancer before my own diagnosis. And it was when I was looking at the statistics, which frankly were very, very scary, and I was looking at a 3% chance of surviving 5 years. And when I also looked at the longer term stats that they haven't actually changed in my lifetime, I suddenly thought, well, why have I never heard of this disease? And why are those stats so bad? And why haven't they improved when I knew that things had improved for breast cancer and prostate cancer and other cancers? So what I realised is that there was a huge lack of public awareness of the disease. Also that only 10% of us are actually diagnosed in time for surgery, which is the only potential we have for a cure. So if you put that in context, there are 10,000 people a year across the UK newly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and only 10% of those are offered surgery. But the surgery really followed by chemotherapy is really the only potential we have for longer term survival. So it's my mission to improve early diagnosis of this disease so that people do survive longer.
Well, it's incredible work that you're doing. And what are the main symptoms of pancreatic cancer and what should people be looking out for?
Yes, well, the symptoms are quite often confused with other illnesses, but predominantly we have tummy pain. Now, that is in your upper tummy, if you think underneath your rib cage, and sometimes that can radiate round to the back. Some people, like myself, actually have back pain. So it depends on where the tumour is in your pancreas as to whether you get tummy or back pain. And now the back pain is not in your lower back, it's in the middle. And if you think of where a lady's bra strap sits, it's in the middle there, and that can sometimes radiate round to the front. Weight loss without trying. So I myself had weight loss and I actually thought it was great that I dropped a gene size, but it was actually the pancreatic cancer that was doing that, not that I was on a diet or anything. Also, if you have indigestion that's not going away with medication your doctor's given you, also, we have change in bowel habits. So a lot of patients report that they have often very pale, very smelly, very floaty stools that won't flush away very easily. And that's something that must be checked out. And also, if you've had or a person you know who's had newly diagnosed type 2 diabetes, but it's not associated with weight gain or being overweight. And if you're continuing to lose weight and you've had a new diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, and in fact, if your glucose blood sugar levels are actually not very well controlled, then that can be another sign.
Thank you. That's really important to raise awareness of that. And why do so many people die from pancreatic cancer compared to other kind of cancers? You did briefly touch on it in the intro.
Yes, it is down to late diagnosis. So over 80% of all patients are diagnosed at a stage that is metastatic. That means that the cancer has already spread to other parts of the body. So this means that people have a shorter lifespan. But other problems are that we've got a really a lack of funding for research. So it receives only 3% of overall cancer research spending, yet it's the fifth biggest cancer killer across the UK. And we need that to change. Also, public awareness of the symptoms of the disease is very low. So people are not necessarily presenting to their GPs in time. And, you know, it's been one of those neglected cancers. There's just not been enough money pumped into it. And we need to ensure that that is happening. And as things are starting to change, but very, very, very slowly.
And this podcast being released during the Pancreatic Cancer Wales, Away Wales campaign. Could you tell me more about this campaign? Why did you start it and why specifically Wales?
Well, yes, we've done this in Northern Ireland already, but we wanted to focus on Wales because the prognosis for pancreatic cancer patients in Wales is extremely poor, and in some areas it's worse than others. So we're not just targeting this campaign at Swansea, Cardiff, Newport, but also in Bridgend, Caerphilly, Merthyr Tydfil, Wrexham and Denbighshire, because we've looked at the stats and those are areas of Wales where we're seeing poorer outcomes. And we really need to try and address the lack of awareness that exists, and also to encourage people to understand the symptoms and get to their GPs. So we've got a multi-pronged attack. We will be leafleting some people in these areas, and we'll also be targeting pharmacies and GPs with our awareness campaigns and resources for pharmacists and GPs as well, so that they can help spot pancreatic cancer as well.
And what is the main cause of pancreatic cancer, and who is more at risk of developing it?
Well, there's, because of the lack of research funding, we're still a little bit patchy on the exact cause of pancreatic cancer, but there are some environmental risks that can increase your chance of getting pancreatic cancer. So, for example, about a quarter of all cases are attributable to smoking. And what we do know is that if you give up smoking and you've given up for over 10 years, then your risk of developing pancreatic cancer goes down to that of a non-smoker. So if anyone does smoke out there, then consider the risk not only of lung cancer, but also of pancreatic cancer. Obesity is starting to play a part. About 12% of cases are related directly to obesity. And if you have a BMI over 30, then you can have a much higher risk of developing pancreatic cancer. And also if you carry your weight around your middle rather than your thighs and your hips, that can also increase your risk over the normal population. So also age is the biggest risk factor. You know, age is important, but obviously I was relatively young at 41 to develop pancreatic cancer. So it does happen in younger age groups, but the majority of people are over the age of 50.
So we're going to do a quick fire round now with true or false answers. And of course, you can expand on your answers to give a bit more information. So are you ready for that?
I am indeed.
Okay. Pancreatic cancer only affects people over 30.
Well, actually, that's not true. A small number of patients, but you know, you can get pancreatic cancer at an early age. It's usually in adults. It's extremely rare in children. But, you know, I've known patients who have been 24, 26, 27. And again, it's rare. But as I said previously, it's mainly people over the age of 50, but it can happen in younger people.
Pancreatic cancer is the sixth biggest cancer killer in Wales.
It is indeed, yes. Across the whole of the UK, it's the fifth biggest cancer killer, but in Wales particularly, it's the sixth.
Unexplained weight loss, upper abdominal pain, mid-back pain and indigestion are all symptoms of pancreatic cancer.
Absolutely, they are. And also thinking about your bowel habits, pale, floaty stools that don't flush away very easily. The indigestion that won't go away with prescribed medication is a really important take home.
The pancreas is located in the lower abdomen.
Well, actually, that isn't correct. Not many people know where their pancreas is or what it does, but it is actually located in the upper abdomen, and it's behind the stomach and in front of the spine. It's only about 6 inches long and looks a bit like a pear lying on its side. So because it's not so visible, people don't really think about it. And we know from our surveys that about 70% of people don't know where in their body the pancreas lies.
The 5-year survival rate for people in Swansea with pancreatic cancer is 10%.
Well, I'd like that to be the case. But unfortunately, whilst it's 10% seems quite low, the actual survival rate for 5 years in Swansea is 3.8%. So, and that is below the UK average 5-year survival rate, which is around 7%.
Pancreatic cancer is often misdiagnosed as another condition or disease.
Yes, this happens frequently. Quite a lot of the symptoms that I've described can be attributable to other diseases. And most commonly, people are misdiagnosed with indigestion, with irritable bowel syndrome. And one must remember that if people over the age of 50 have never had irritable bowel syndrome before, then it's very, very unlikely that they start getting it at that age and over. So that's something to be picked up on. Another common misdiagnosis is also gallstones, and because of where the tummy pain is, and that can always be a misdiagnosis. And it's quite often, if people have gone for scans looking for gallstones, that they will find that there is actually pancreatic cancer there.
Pancreatic cancer affects men more than women.
A lot of people believe this, but actually it's almost identically split between men and women. All of us have got a pancreas, and it doesn't discriminate between genders. So it's 50-50. So it's not just an old man's disease.
Chemotherapy is the only option for treatment.
No, there are various different options for treatment, depending on how early the disease has been caught. So if you're caught early, treatment will involve surgery to remove the tumour, and also followed by chemotherapy and sometimes radiotherapy. If it's a little bit later, then it may involve surgery as well to help relieve the symptoms of the disease, but also for later stage disease, people will receive chemotherapy, and sometimes people opt not to have chemotherapy, or it's not in the best interests of the patient to put them through that. So then they would go on to have what's called best supportive care.
More people die every day from pancreatic cancer than they do from road accidents.
Indeed, they do. It's quite a stark stat, that. We hear quite a lot about road accidents, possibly on a daily basis. And sometimes, unfortunately, we're stuck in traffic jams when there's been one ahead of us. But actually, we're having 26 people a day die from pancreatic cancer across the UK. So, you know, it really is a a disease that's not got that much attention, but we know all about the road accidents.
The pancreatic cancer survival rate has increased significantly in the last 50 years.
Sadly, that is false. The survival rate has gone up by a couple of percent over the last 50 years. So when I started all of this, it was 3% five-year survival. It's crept up to about 7%. But now at the moment with the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, we're fearing that survival rate is going to slide backwards, certainly temporarily.
Well, thank you for taking part in that quickfire round. I've personally learned a lot from it, so hopefully our listeners will as well. So what is the main message that you want our listeners to take away from today?
Well, the main message is that, if you know somebody who is experiencing the symptoms I described, like weight loss without trying, with abdominal pain, with mid-back pain, change in bowel habit, indigestion, not responding to medication, and the other symptoms that I described, then maybe if it's you, take yourself to the GP. If it's a loved one, maybe a relative or a friend, then encourage them to go to the GP. And I would encourage people who are concerned about any symptoms that they have that they check pancreaticcanceraction.org. And we've got a symptoms diary there where you can log your symptoms and take that to the GP. But, some of these symptoms can be confused with other conditions, as we've discussed. So my main take home is that if you've got symptoms that are not normal for you and they're persisting, go to your GP. If you've already been to your GP and those symptoms are persisting or maybe getting worse, then go back and keep going back until you get a definitive diagnosis.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Ali. And is there any way you'd like to point our listeners to find out more about yourself and your organisation?
Yes, if you head off to pancreaticcanceraction.org, that's our website. There's loads of information on there about the disease, how you can get involved, how you can support loved ones if you know anyone with the condition. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it, we're there.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.